Minnesota Music Notes, Stories from First Avenue. 1988, Conrad Sverkerson was the kind of guy you couldn't miss. He had this red hair he wore in dreadlocks, and he just left his doorman job at the 400 bar after some kind of dust-up and walked a few blocks to First Avenue for a beer and a long think. But while he was there, he started chatting with some of the club workers and asked if maybe they were looking to hire. They were. Sverkerson started as a First Avenue doorman and floor man on the night Duran Duran was headlining the main room. 2 years later, local band Soul Asylum's multi-day stint in the main room marked Conrad Sverkerson's trial by fire promotion to First Avenue stage manager. For many touring bands, Sverkerson became the face of First Avenue. He was the one that greeted them at the door, helping them load in and load out, and everything in between, with those hard-to-miss red dreads, which by 2006 were down to his waist, when he had them snipped off. How important was Conrad Sverkerson to the club? He has his own star on the wall outside First Avenue. Minnesota Music Notes, Stories from First Avenue, is produced by Ampers, with support from the Minnesota History Center. Presenting First Avenue, Stories of Minnesota's Main Room, an exhibit that celebrates the nightclub that put Minnesota music on the map.